Asher, this is Daddy. I wanted to send you this because I miss you so much, Asher, and I love you. And I have been treated badly in all of this. People have been telling lies about me there, that I abandoned you, that I left you. This is not true, sweetheart. I would never leave you. And I need to speak now so you know the truth about what has been going on. I never left you. I was forced out of the family there by your mother. She made constant threats to me, and she has admitted threatening me. This went on many times. And I put a recording on your website there showing you that she has admitted to making threats to me. And so when she left the apartment we were staying in, remember it was so noisy there all the time. Do you remember all the noise from upstairs? Well, many times I told her we need to leave here and get into a quiet place, and she kept refusing. This was a big problem, a constant noise. When we finally got the eviction notice, she then, even before that, she told me, I'm going to a place and you're not coming with me. And she's taking you away from me. This is the truth. I did not leave you. She left me and she took you with her. And I can't object because some of her threats were, I'm going to the police. If I object to anything, her threats. So she wants to leave alone. She doesn't want me in her life. She wanted another man. She's told me this. She's told me a number of times through the months and years that she wants to leave me. She doesn't want me in her life. So she shifted to another place. She would not allow me to come with her, even though I'm your father. So she was the one who deprived you of your father. I did not leave you. This was her doing entirely. She lied about me not supporting you. Again, this is another lie that you have been told. First of all, I supported for you in Zambia. What happened was that before we married, we agreed that I go back to Canada. I earn enough money to buy property here in Zambia and invest in business that would support us here. And that's exactly what I did. Then she broke her promise to come back to Zambia. The reason she broke her promise is because she wanted to stay in Zambia to send money to her family in Zambia. She married me for money so that she can have a better life financially and materially, as well as her family in Zambia. And she wanted a baby, so she married me for these two reasons. And yeah, I'm so sorry about all this, Asher. I wish I could have done differently, but, you know, I stayed to protect you as long as I could. She wanted me to have a job there so that I could be paying, so that what would happen is that I would have been away during the day or night, whatever, and she would then be sending you to this so-called child care center, which I am strongly opposed to. And it's not right for parents to have strangers raise their children for you. What's with what she was doing? She was just using you. It's not right to have you sent away, especially at such a young age, to a place and be away from your parents like she did, and having total strangers teaching you. And these strangers have wrong values. This is wrong what she has done. She was just using you because she wants money to send back to her family in Zambia. And I was against this. And had I had a job there, then she would have had a job and she would have sent you away. I was staying there and I refused to allow you to go to this daycare center. It's only after she got rid of me that she started sending you there. I was there protecting you from this. And furthermore, we were not supposed to be in Canada anymore. We were supposed to be in Zambia, which she had promised to do. So I'm there. It's pure silliness to work on a job that you don't like, only to get money to pay rent when there's no reason to pay rent. You can have your own house that you don't have to pay rent. You can have your own farm and live on your own farm. You would have had your own room in our own house, Asher. So it's silliness to keep staying at a place, paying rent, when it's totally unnecessary. But she did promise to come back to Zambia as soon as I could raise enough money to support us there. So she broke this promise. And I'm not going to keep working on a job. You're just working for free. Working on a job, wasting money, paying rent, that's like flushing money down the toilet. And living under worse conditions there. Renting is not the same as owning your own house. Plus the food is better here. And the food is better here in Zambia. So, Asher, this is the truth as to what went on there. You need your father. You needed your father. We love each other so much. And you were taken away from me. This is the truth, Asher. Not the lies that have been told about me there in Canada. Another thing that you need to know is that I was not the proper father that I wanted to be to you. Not because I didn't want to be, but because I was under such a huge amount of stress from her all the time. I didn't have the time and the focus to be as I wanted to spend more time with you. And because I was under such stress all the time, Asher, I'm so sorry about this. It was constant fighting with mom, as you know, as your mom. And I told her many times, don't argue in front of Asher. But she continued to do this. She would often be gone for hours. This went on for months. She would often be gone with hours, taking you with her, going out. Like, she would not tell me where she went. I didn't know anything that happened. She would go out wearing these short, tight-fitting dresses and skirts to attract other men. And this resulted in fights. Also, Asher, she would constantly provoke me. Just provoke. Little things. She wanted me to hit her so that she could have me in jail. She was just provoking, all the time provoking. And this was very stressful for me. And because of the huge amount of stress I was living under, I was not the proper father that I wanted to be to you, to really focus on you, because I was so stressed out all the time because of your mother. I'm so sorry about this, Asher. I wish it could have been different. I wish we could have had a happy marriage so that I could have been more attentive to you than I was. But under the circumstances, the huge pressure and stress that I was under and lack of sleep from her, I wish I could have been available for you more. Not physically available, but just emotionally available to you more to have more happy times with you, for Asher. But I was under a huge amount of stress because of her, and I'm so sorry about this. So